You're listening to The Leonard Lopate Show on AM 820 and 93.9 WNYC.
What do Steve Jobs, Newt Gingrich, and Bo Diddley have in common? Well, they were all adopted. Our next guest, comedian Alison Larkin, has taken her adoption experience. She was born in the United States and raised in Britain and turned it into a funny, fast-paced novel called The English American. It's published by Simon & Schuster, and I'm delighted that it brings Alison Larkin to the show today. Hello.
Hello.
Now, your story is based on your own life. Did you ever think of writing it as a memoir instead of a novel, or considering the current state of the memoir, did you write it as a novel because you wanted people to believe that it was really your story?
Actually, I didn't want to write it as a memoir because in a memoir I would know what happened next. I wanted to write it as fiction because it was far more exciting for me as a writer to start with the premise of what I knew, which was having been adopted into a very happy, loving English family, and then at the age of 28, really needing to know who I came from. And in my case, I found my birth mother in the South and my birth father in America also. And my heroine finds her birth mother in Georgia and her birth father in neoconservative Washington, D.C., which, of course, is much more exciting than what really happened. I think for me, the beauty of fiction is that you can take the essence of what you know and then hopefully put it into a really fast-paced kind of novel so that everybody gets it.
So were your birth parents not as rednecky as they are in the novel?
Actually, they're not rednecky in the novel. She's very educated, and she runs a company called Art Buddies in the novel. And actually, my birth mother's a very educated, very brilliant woman. And my birth father is also very educated. So we had one or two more rednecky relatives down south to draw from.
Pippa is the name of your heroine here. So how much is she like you?
Well, Pippa is 28 years old, very beautiful. She has long red hair.
Oh, so she's just like you.
Thank you. And
except for the hair color.
Except for the hair color. And we have quite a lot of similarities in that she's extremely untidy and doesn't fit in at all with her very neat English family. She adores them, but she doesn't quite fit in. And so I was very similar. I, too, am very untidy. In fact, the fact that I haven't spilled anything on your board is a miracle so far. And so that we had in common. But there were a lot of differences. I was a classical actress in England, and Pippa is sort of at a loss. And when I found my birth parents, I became a stand-up comic, because when you find your birth mother comes from Bald Mountain, Tennessee, and you have an accent like mine, what else do you do?
But don't many comics engage in a version of this for their acts? They take the basic facts,
yes,
of their lives and then manipulate them into something funny.
Yes.
And you said that the English American started out as a stand-up act.
Yes, indeed. Well, I met my birth mother, and I didn't know anybody in New York, and I'd just been through this enormously, well, just quite a dramatic experience for me to meet for the very first time in my life someone who looked like me, moved like me, thought like me, which for an adopted person is extraordinary when you first see your own genetics reflected in another human.
So, despite the differences in the British and the American
despite
styles?
Despite the accent. My birth,
but there are more differences than just
many,
accent.
Of course there are. But many, many, many similarities. For example, my birth father and I both love mussels. It's our favorite food. We both roll our eyes in the same way. My birth mother gave me brilliant advice. I'm, as I've mentioned, a trifle on the untidy side. And so she would say, well, the key to that, honey, is when you are trying to tidy the house, just get on the phone to the tax man or whoever else you need to talk to and get the chores done at the same time. See, it was a brilliant solution. Whereas Mum in England had desperately tried to get me to do one thing at a time. So the other main thing that Pippa and I have in common is that the finding of the birth parents has helped me enormously in terms of getting really understanding the essence of who I am. And it's also brought me closer to my adoptive parents. And in fact, the journey brings Pippa closer to her adoptive parents in the end as well.
Well, why did you want to meet your birth parents? You had a very happy family in England.
Because there were things in me that I didn't understand. Most of them highly creative things. And when I met my birth parents, they said, well, of course you're an artist, honey. You've got artists, musicians, the governor of a state on one side, Lincoln's right-hand man on the other. Of course you've got this drive and this energy. And so it really helped me not to understand who I am, but to understand and validate why I am who I am.
What percentage of adoptees end up meeting their birth parents, do you think?
I don't know what the percentage is, but I do know this. 94% of birth mothers actually want contact, which I think is really interesting. And I think it's in all but 6 states in America, actually, the records are closed to adopted people and they're not actually allowed to have access to their own birth information, which I think was probably well-intended, but probably has ended up hurting the people it was designed to protect, i.e. the kids.
Is it easier for adoptees to find their birth parents if they request the information for medical purposes?
Well, I don't know enough about that, but I believe it can be easier. But I think the medical issue is a really important one. I have 2 children, and when I was pregnant with my first child, my doctor said, is there anything we need to know about your mother's pregnancy? And I was in very loose contact with my birth mother by this stage, but I was able to pick up the phone, and she said, well, honey, I'm glad you asked. And because of the information she gave me, I was able to have a safe childbirth, and there is a chance that had I not known that information and had the doctor not known that information, that my beloved son might not be with me today.
Is it more difficult to contact birth parents when you're in a different country?
Well, it's not easy. I mean, I had this in the book, in the English American, Pippa has this scene where she calls the adoption agency in America and she says, I really would like to meet my birth mother. And the social worker says, well, as a matter of fact, your birth mother came into the agency very soon after you last called and announced that she would be open to contact. And Pippa says, oh, great. Can you give me her number? Oh, no. Oh, no, I am not at liberty to give you her phone number because of the laws in the United States. Adoption law says that you may not have her number and she may not have yours. And I said, but they're 2 consenting adults. So this happens in the book. I cover it. Mm-hmm. And I really, the reason I wrote this was that I wanted people to understand at a gut level why someone from a happy adoptive family might want to find their birth parents and understand how frustrating some of the internal and external obstacles are.
In fact, you say in the first line of the book that everyone should be adopted.
Because that way you can meet your birth parents when you're old enough to cope with them.
You have an interesting thing on the cover here. The front cover has you with an American flag umbrella, and then the back cover has you with a British flag umbrella, because you are both, do you think? Or,
well, I think that was a brilliant designer at Simon & Schuster, actually. They came up with that idea completely on their own, and I think it's very clever. I think that both I and my heroine are basically creative, free-spirited Americans trapped in an English upbringing.
I'm talking to Alison Larkin, who has written a novel called The English American. It is published by Simon & Schuster. Had you always wanted to write?
Yes, but I thought I wanted to write plays, and I did write plays.
Well, a comedian, it makes sense.
Then I became a comedian after meeting my birth mother, and I honestly didn't really know that this... I wrote a one-woman show that went to the London Comedy Festival and was in London and did very well, which was also called The English American. And then I thought, I want everybody to understand this stuff, and I want to write it into a love story, and I want it to be kind of a thriller, and I want it to be the kind of book I like to read because I want people to understand why someone from a happy adoptive family might still need to do this.
And what did your adoptive parents think about your desire to meet your birth parents?
Well, actually, in the book, there is the scene when Pippa meets her mother. She's racked with guilt. She doesn't want to upset her adoptive parents at all. And she says, if you'll be upset in any way, I won't do it. And this adoptive mother is absolutely wonderful, as any reader who reads the book will see. And she says, but darling, of course you must do this. Because good parenting, I think, is doing what is best for the child. And in this case, Pippa really needs to do this. And the English mother gives her her blessing. The English father has some reservations.
Had you grown up knowing you were adopted?
I did, yes.
Because not all adopted kids do know
that. That's true. I did. I thought it was marvellous, actually. In fact, I went into school the next day and announced that I was adopted. I had been chosen, and I felt quite sorry for everybody else.
And there have been people calling in making the point that not all birth parents want that contact.
That's true. I believe 6%. And their privacy absolutely should be respected, of course. But I do think that medical information should be provided because preventative medical information can save lives.
It's often joked that the English and the Americans have a lot in common, except a language. The language is very different. But there is a real culture clash. Do you see that culture clash within you?
I'm afraid I do. And when I'm English, I apologize for things I didn't do. And when I'm an American, I'll blame it all on you. I think I do. And I think within my heroine, I've drawn from that aspect of who I am. So you get this person who is terribly polite. And yet, in fact, in Pippa's case, she then explodes with this marvelous American energy, which I love. I love the United States. A lot of British people aren't wild about America at the moment, as you may know. I love it. And so does Pippa. And I think it's a wonderful country.
I thought all the British loved America because the pound is so strong and the dollar is so weak and you can get such incredible bargains here these days.
They love American products right now.
Are there myths about adoption that you would like this book to dispel, or were you simply writing it as a fun novel to write?
Well, I really was wanting to write it from an adopted person's point of view, because there are a lot of experts on adoptees who tend to present adopted people as eternally damaged at best or serial killers at worst. And I thought, I want to create a heroine, an adopted heroine, who becomes whole at the end of her journey. And so I'd love to dispel the myth of adopted people as all being terribly troubled. That's absolute nonsense. And I know a lot of adopted people who are very well adjusted, very, very happy people.
Well, we started off mentioning Steve Jobs, Newt Gingrich, and Bo Diddley. 2 out of 3 isn't so bad. I hear that there is a possibility of a film being made.
Well, there has been three. Yes, there's some offers on the table, and we're looking at them at the moment very carefully. And it's very, very exciting.
An American film or a British film?
Actually, we have had offers from both sides of the Atlantic, which is even more exciting. So maybe it'll be some kind of co-production.
Now, you were also raised, even though you had British parents, you were brought up in Africa for part of the time, East Africa.
Yes.
So does that complicate things for you even more?
Oh, not at all. It was fascinating.
Because you were British, no matter where you were, those cliches about the British always having tea no matter where they go?
Well, I'm afraid so. That's true. But actually, I used my African experience in the book, and Pippa has this marvelous scene where her sister, who is not adopted, and her mother are resting in the middle of the day, as most normal English people would do. And Pippa is up in the middle of this rainstorm, and she's pulled out into the wildness of Africa and into this scene in an African mud hut, and that there are dancers and there's music, and the wildness within her is being pulled. And of course, the English mother says, "You don't know what you're getting when you adopt a child," because she loves the child, but she doesn't quite get this. Of course, it's the American spirit, isn't it?
Allison, you make me feel guilty that I'm not wild and running out in the rain all the time. The novel, The English American, is published by Simon & Schuster in this country, and I thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. Thank you.